This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Jones has boarded a Boeing 737 MAX 8.
You can listen to the engine.
Now, I'm no engineering expert, I'm no aviation expert, but I can read. And I have actually been told by people that work at, I'm not allowed to say, certain airlines, where they are now specifically looking at pilots and other such positions just by the color of their skin. So, you know, when you're up in the air and, you know, your plane is going down, you're asking yourself, what color is the pilot's skin? I mean, that's my response. I want to know what color the pilot's skin is when my plane is about to crash, not, you know, how good the pilot is. But President Trump put this out. Airplanes are becoming far too complex to fly. Pilots are no longer needed, but rather computer scientists from MIT. I see it all the time in many products. Always seeking to go one unnecessary step further when often old and simpler is far better. Split-second decisions, and he goes on. But basically the story is like, it's not even a pilot flying the plane anymore. It's computers. And it turns out, go figure, several Boeing 737 MAX 8 pilots in the United States complained about a suspected safety flaw. Literally dozens of reports, including, quote, inadequate and almost criminally insufficient were amongst some of the complaints from pilots. Unconscionable that they were allowed to fly these. But see, again, it's all about control. It's all about centralization. It's not about the human being in control. It's all about the computer being in control. We're taking your calls. What must President Trump do to keep America great as Alex boards the 737 MAX 8, which has been grounded in many countries and pilots have already said is criminally insufficient, almost criminally insufficient. So what's going to happen? Is another one going to fall out of the sky as we give the world over to computers and AI and end humanity? In the meantime, though, what must President Trump do to keep America great? Let's go to Bob in New York City. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks for calling.
Listen, man, he's got to slam dunk. Open up an investigation to the Clinton Foundation, $20 billion, more like it. And he's got to support the First Amendment. That is it.
You know, my thing with the Clintons is I think that the swamp is afraid of the Clinton investigation being investigated because it's so ingrained in all swamp activity and all these D.C. establishmentarianisms. It's just like if you've been in D.C., you probably have some corrupt nonsense in your closet. So you don't want whatever the Clintons have been doing to be exposed because, you know, ultimately it might blow back on you. But you're right. I mean, launch an investigation in the Clinton Foundation like you did Russian collusion. And you'll have such a swath of criminal behavior, it's unbelievable. Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Philip in Indiana. What must President Trump do to keep America great?
Well, we're at a point where it's kind of precarious, I believe. The thing I'm seeing is that he needs to address Obama for the crimes that they'll find that he's done.
Yeah, I mean, we got it today. It was right out of Obama's mouth. Let Hillary Clinton go.
Yeah. But the thing is that somebody else was saying prior, the mocking head, the Goliath. If you take out, I believe that that's what a lot of the left is hedge their bets on, is that nobody's going to mess with Obama because if they do, they could start a race war. They could start racial tension.
Even though Obama's white.
Every major city in this country had war and civil unrest. Mm-hmm. And so that's the precarious position I believe that the president's in, is that he's got that situation where if he decides to go that direction, he's got that potential. And so it's like, you know, when you're in that kind of a position, it's like, okay, when to pull the trigger?
Well, I mean, It's all, I mean, it's literally on record. Obama said, let Hillary go. And then James Comey lied about it under oath. I mean, it's... So, yeah, what is the president waiting for?
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work. We're on the go for getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I just remembered a realization I had last night. Hillary Clinton is one of the most hated people in world history. And even in America right now, she's one of the most hated people in America. And, I mean, you can see this for yourself, folks. The Democrats don't want her. The Democrat base is sick of her. I mean, she is truly one of the most scorned and hated people in America today. And imagine she was almost the president. They almost forced her into office. Stole it from Bernie. Stole a bunch of votes, had a bunch of illegal votes, and almost robbed the entire election process. And so, there is such an easy slam dunk. The ball is literally floating in midair, 2 inches from the rim. There's a trampoline under the net. The whole crowd is cheering, dunk, dunk. And the president is just sitting there eating popcorn. Put Hillary Clinton in jail, and your approval rating goes up 10 points overnight. Put Hillary Clinton in jail, and the morale in this country skyrockets, and we finally have hope in something that there may be real justice. President, you're letting your friends, colleagues, and associates go to jail for nothing. And you're going to let Hillary Clinton walk one of the most treasonous scum in this world's history. Unbelievable. Why, President Trump? Why, President Trump, have you not put her in jail? Why is there no one in this country that is willing to put that bitch in jail? Maybe it's from the Clinton body count. It's just a coincidence that nearly 100 Clinton associates are dead, suicided. Seth Rich, Barrington Wisenant, Sean Lucas. Oh, and that was just after she lost the 2016 election. Those were just deaths after she lost the 2016 election. That was just a little bloodshed because Hillary lost, just in anger. Just murder. Oh, but that's just a coincidence. I'm sorry. The Clinton body count is fake news. There's nothing to see here. Oh, the Clintons did nothing in Haiti. They're totally innocent. Laura Silsby, there's nothing to see here. Hillary didn't laugh at all the bloodshed and death and murder and destruction in Libya. Oh, I'm so sorry, Hillary. Oh, you're the best, Hillary. Oh, I wish you were the president, Hillary. The Clinton body count's fake news. John Ash. List just goes on and on. Clinton old chefs. Like landscapers even. I mean, like anybody who had it. How about the young boys in Mena, Arkansas? I mean, it's just unbelievable, these people.
oh my, President Trump, please just, could you at least just, you know what, I don't even care anymore, President Trump, just, you know what, just bend us over and screw us on everything else, fine, screw us, have an open border, screw us, let social media censor, screw us, let the swamp drain you, just screw America, President Trump, fine, I don't care, President Trump, just screw America, do what you gotta do, just at least put Hillary in jail, please, could you at least do that? Ugh. We're asking people, what does President Trump need to do to keep America together? By the way, Caitlin Bennett was supposed to join us. She's going to be unable to join us. She's dealing with a personal matter. So let's go to Patrick in Texas. What must President Trump do to keep America great?
Hey, Owen.
Hey.
You know, I think people are forgetting it's not just what President Trump needs to do. It's what we need to do. We need to keep supporting him. He's a modern-day King David, and he's surrounded. Surrounded with deep state.
Yeah, but Patrick, you got to understand something here. Patrick, now you got to understand something here, my friend. I do so much to support this president, I've been banned off of Facebook and YouTube. I go out in the streets and face the hate mobs in a Trump hat to stand up for President Trump. I go to the Trump protest to destroy all the arguments against President Trump. I go on there 3 hours a day to stand up for President Trump in America, okay? So, I understand where you're coming from. Yeah, America needs to act, but I'm sitting here acting every damn day. I go to city council, I'm organizing people, I'm behind the scenes helping people organize and work on other projects, and I'm doing all this crap, and I'm just waiting for the president to have my back, man. That's all, I mean, can I get anything? Okay, the jobs numbers are great. Yes, finally, we have a president that wants to put America first. It's great. That's one level of things that he needs to do. But it's like, I'm telling you, man, people are going to get sick of standing up for this president if he doesn't start standing up for them. I'm just telling it like it is. Thanks for the call, Patrick. Let's go to Brian in Michigan. What must President Trump do to keep America great? Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, first I want to thank you, Owen, for all your hard work. It shows. We all see it. The thing that has freaked me out for a long time now is when I learned of the repealing of the Smith-Mundt Act with one of the redos of the Patriot Act. And to my knowledge, I'm not the most studied up on this stuff, but to my knowledge, that made it legal for our government to target the American people for propaganda campaigns. You know, so if you
that's just one thing, Brian. I mean, Obama passed legislation in 2016. What was that big omnibus spending bill? I think it was. He wrote into it, they're going to be they literally said, we're funding propaganda in the United States. And they already did. It all came out in the Frank Church hearings. It all came out in the declassification of the JFK files, Project Mockingbird. I mean, the CIA has embeds in all television news, radio news, the Washington Post, New York Times. They're embedded everywhere. That's all public information, and Obama just made it legal. There
yep,
it is. Obama
totally
signs
legal.
The. Here it is. Obama signs the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act right there, 2016. Bam.
And it'll be interesting to see what happens with this Covington case, because you could see this turn around where they don't have to pay anything because what they did because of this repealing of that act, completely legal.
You know, that's an interesting point. And then on top of that, Jussie Smollett's case could be that too.
Oh, God.
Because the lawyers are saying there's no case against him. So, yeah, maybe it's the same thing. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So what if they investigate Jussie Smollett and they find out that he was actually being run by, let's say, Kamala Harris or Barack Obama? Oh, and then they say, oh, no, no. Obama says, look, I signed this legislation. It's legal for me to do it. So, yeah, it's legal for us to stage hate crimes and blame Trump supporters. Obama signed it into law. Well, look, Democrats are signing it into law that you can break a newborn baby's neck. That doesn't make it right, and it definitely doesn't make it legal. I'm sorry. You can sign any bill and claim it's legal. This is a republic. You're murdering infants. You're going straight to hell, but you ought to maybe, you know, Gavin Newsom says they're ending the death penalty. But anyway, let's go to Richard in Minnesota. What must President Trump do to keep America great?
Well, first of all, I just want to tell you that you're focusing too much on old news Hillary Clinton. The real first lady you got to worry about, the real threat to Trump in America is Michelle Obama. Because when she announces, she's a shoe-in, friend, and she'll take that fake Mexican Beto O'Rourke to be her running mate, and then we're in real trouble. But I just want to say on my original topic, what makes America great again, all the sanctuary city mayors and governors and whoever else, We're giving a giant middle finger to America saying we don't like your immigration laws and we don't like what Trump says. They need to be arrested.
Well, it's literally illegal. I've broken down the U.S. code. They do belong in jail with fines. Yes, absolutely. And in the cities, for I had a story today, illegal immigrant, charged of, I don't even know where it was. I put it away. But if you are the if you are a politician that helped make your city or whatever state a sanctuary city or state, and then a non-citizen murders someone in your sanctuary city or state, you are now liable to face life in jail. That's the U.S. code. That's the law. I've broke that down. Absolutely, Richard. Let's go to Kevin. You know what? We're out of time here in this segment. We'll come back with Kevin. Folks, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. I've barely even plugged today. We need your support. We're being censored off all platforms. Eventually, they'll probably erase anybody who ever steps foot in this building off social media because the president already said he's not going to do anything about it. So that's nice. So the president has now empowered social media to just erase every conservative. Thanks, President Trump. It's so great to have your back through all this censorship that we get censored for having your back. But we'll still do it because we're the Winter Soldier. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us today so that we can be on air tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Like these where I totally understand why Americans just want to go to a ball game, drink cold beer, eat a hot dog, hang out at the bar for a drink afterwards, and just go home and just not even think about any of it. But won't be long, you won't even be able to do that, because there'll be no infrastructure, there'll be no economy, there'll be no commerce, there'll be no commute. Nah, but, you know, who cares, right? It'll all just magically work itself out. You just got to be really good. By the way, there's this viral clip going around of Bernie Sanders using the N-word. And it's not even like... It's just... It's literally like... It's almost as racist as you could use it. It's not like he's using it like, oh, you know, hey man or hey bro or whatever. He's like using it as like a total insult. You know what, but I don't even know if I want to play it. And, you know, it's like the same thing today where Alex and I are on the same wavelength and we're both just really upset at the president right now for kowtowing to social media censorship. When he says, you fight it by just being good. Well, President Trump, that's what they told you. When you were running for president, did you just decide to just be good? Is that how you won? No, you win by maintaining the fight. Free speech wins, President Trump, not being good. But you know what? Cold beer in a ball game sounds a lot more fun than fighting tyranny, doesn't it? He wants to shove a vaccine in your newborn's arm, that is, if they don't snap its neck instead, you know, because it's all good. Like, you know, pro-choice, kill your kid, but pro-choice to have a vaccine, no. All right, we're taking your calls. We've been doing it for over an hour now. What must President Trump do to keep America great? Kevin in San Diego, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Yeah, we got to keep the Christian values going in our country, but we need to end the Fed, reestablish the gold and silver standard, and tell Trump to stay away from Dealey Plaza, and then also end voter fraud. I think we get these things going, we're going to have some big changes.
Have you seen the president giving you any signs that he's going to do any of that?
A little bit, actually. I mean, we got things happening actually this month and end of the month where he's talking about it, but talk is cheap.
Well, exactly. And, you know, they did send Steve Mnuchin to Fort Knox back in February of 2017, and he claimed, oh, all the gold is still there.
Yeah, we gotta get these bankers who have defrauded us over the last 100 years and just go ahead and take their gold like they do with all the other countries and put that in Fort Knox.
It's all in the petrodollar now. Thanks for the call, Kevin. But wasn't it, I believe it was the Texas state government in 2016 or 15, maybe 15, that requested gold from the Federal Reserve, like, I guess it was like the gold or whatever that they had the rights to. And so they requested it from Fort Knox and they were just shut down. They're like, nope, you don't get the gold. And the story was kind of like, oh, is there any gold even there? But of course, the entire U.S. currency, the Federal Reserve note, is all fiat currency.
the Federal Reserve, the fractional reserve banking system is literally printing money out of thin air. I mean, literally, folks, you can read the manifesto. It's like, you want to know why we're really in debt? Because our currency is debt. Anyway, let's go to Hal in Florida, who's upset with today's show. Go ahead, Hal. What does President Trump need to do to keep America great again, or whatever you're so upset about?
No, I'm not upset, but I think there might be a misunderstanding. I don't think you're using the Trump translator correctly, and it's just possible that you're not. But think about this. How do you beat Allen Iverson in one-on-one? You gotta be good. You just got to be really good. And I think what Trump is saying is not that you have to be good and bow to the censorship. I'm thinking that he's saying you have to be good to be able to beat the censorship. I mean, look at all the things that are going on in the background.
Okay, okay. So you're saying, hold on. Let's actually bear down on this. I understand what you're saying. You're saying President Trump isn't saying like, oh, you have to be on your best behavior. You have to kind of do and go along with what they're demanding. They're saying you just have to be effective. You have to be effective and focused in your approach.
I'm saying he's got a plan and he's doing stuff. Just like what's happening, you know, with this college scandal. Things are happening in the background and he's coming at him, but we don't know the if-thens that he's dealing with. So his game might be on, and he's saying, you just got to be good. Like, you know, trust, you know, I'm there.
But don't you get the feeling, I get the feeling, Hal, that he's more concerned about Washington, D.C. having his back and not the American people having his back. Like, for example, arresting Hillary Clinton, Washington, D.C. wouldn't have his back on him. The American people would have his back.
Absolutely, and that's, I think we need to have his back. One of your last callers was just saying, you know, I think that might have been what he was talking about, too. Like, if you listen to the way Trump has talked, since he's been running, he'll lay those kind of things out there like that, where it's like, what? Wait a minute. You know, President, what are you saying there? And it usually comes back. I mean, if you wait, you know, and you give it a few days, it usually comes back around.
Well, I agree with you, Hal. I do agree with you, Hal, and I've said 60 seconds. I gave you more than that, so I appreciate your call. It was a good call. Fair points. And I kind of understand what you're saying. It's like, you know, the NFL is rigged. You know, the NBA's rigged, the sports are rigged, you know, but you still go out there and I guess you do your best or you do good or you do really good and you hope that you can beat the rigged system. But wouldn't you rather just have a fair fight? You know, I don't know. Let's go to Lori in Alaska. Lori, what must President Trump do to keep America great?
Hey, Ellen, it pains me to say what I'm about to say, but I believe it to be so. I believe that he's going to have to declare a hard martial law. And I say that because we lost this republic under martial law under Lincoln. You see Thomas DiLorenzo, Judge Andrew Napolitano, and with all these hyenas nipping at his heels, trying to interfere with everything he's trying to do, he's going to be lame duck if he doesn't. So it pains me to say so, but I think he's going to have to do that where he can stop this and get done what needs to get done.
Well, thanks for the call, Lori. I disagree with you on the declaration of martial law, but I agree with your sentiment that it has to be extreme action. Yes, extreme action must be taken because we're in extreme danger, absolutely. And that's why we elected Trump. That's why Trump won. I mean, he said it himself. He said, the only way I'm going to run is if I look at this country and it's in extreme danger. Well, that's where we're at right now. And isn't it funny where people like Cortez will sit here and say that the president is an authoritarian. Again, based on principle, I would never call for that, but in a devil worldly way, I kind of wish he was an authoritarian because that might be the only thing that would actually get this corruption out of this country, get this big fat monkey off of our back. All right, folks, we're going to a break. We're going to keep taking your calls. What must President Trump do to keep America great? Please go to InfoWarsStore.com during this break and support InfoWars because they're just going to try to erase us off of the entire earth if they could.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most oppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's some developing news happening right now I want to address before I go back to your phone calls. President Trump has just announced that the United States will ground all Boeing MAX 737s. As Alex Jones is on one in air, does that mean they're going to ground him right out of a flight? Or does Alex Jones make it back to Austin in perhaps the final flight of a Boeing MAX 8 domestically? Wow. So Trump has just announced that. I'm actually glad to see that because pilots had been complaining about this aircraft, and it's because you can't even be a pilot and fly it. You have to be a computer expert. That's all the new stuff that they have now. It's like you don't even drive your car anymore. You just flip it on to autopilot and take a nap.
So that's developing. But, you know, I'll tell you, the dangers of the Boeing MAX 8 are nothing compared to the dangers of 5G. The story just came to my desk. Does 5G internet really give you cancer? Here's what we know and don't know. And basically, yes, it has been declared a potential carcinogen to your brain and organs. And it has been linked to cancer and death in rats and birds. And you can look where they put the new 5G towers up. If there's trees next to it, the trees die. So now they're putting fake trees next to 5G cell towers so you don't see the death. Oh, and then there was a story in the news. Parents blame elementary school cell tower after fourth student designated with cancer. Boy. Pediatric cancer is just soaring through the roof, but it has nothing to do with the vaccines. It has nothing to do with the 5G cell towers, where now there's a cell tower on a school. We're rolling the clip from CBS. Four kids have been diagnosed with cancer next to this cell tower. Another developing story is spiraling around Jacob Wool, who's been on this broadcast. I've interviewed him before. The claim is that he created a Twitter account to basically send a message to himself claiming a death threat, hate crime, which was then turned over to Minnesota police. This is all being investigated right now. He's denying it. Now, again, if conservatives start faking hate crimes against themselves, that's not good. I disavow that. We don't need to do that, Jacob. If you want people to create a hate crime against you, just go out on the street and wear a Trump hat. Don't fake it. But he's denying it. And so, you know, I hope it's not true, obviously. I don't want to see fake hate crimes on any side of the aisle. But on a certain level, again, and I don't know Jacob personally. I mean, I've interviewed him. But if he is telling the truth, and the Minnesota police do follow through with the investigation, they find out that he didn't make the account, it'll be pretty funny to watch all these lefties that are saying he did it just cry. Now, if he did fake it and it was a fake account and he sent the message, then yeah, that's bad news. And I mean, we'll report it. I'm not going to avoid it. But I just wanted to put that out there because that whole story is going viral right now. He has been a guest on a show. Jacob, I hope that you're telling the truth, but the investigation and the facts will come out. Dude, if you want to have somebody commit a hate crime against you, just walk around the streets of New York in a Trump hat, bro. A lot easier than faking it if that was the case. Only time will tell. There is an investigation going. All right. I'm asking people, what must President Trump do to keep America great? Let's go to James in Oregon. Go ahead, James.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. First time caller. I think he needs to keep on keeping on. The reason I say that, we like to point to President Trump and say he didn't do this. He didn't build the wall. He doesn't build the wall. He doesn't actually keep the aliens out. We pass laws. He passes executive orders, signs them, puts them into place, and our judges stop the orders. Our Congress people stop the system. So does he need the support from inside the Beltway? He absolutely does, but he needs our support because we're falling down when we accuse him of not doing his job because we didn't get what we wanted.
James, I understand that, but you got to understand, philosophically, intellectually, I'm running out of gas, man.
I understand. Me too. I mean, I see that we're in a really terrible position. But everything that I've heard here with taking the money from so-and-so and giving it to such-and-such and stopping these companies and shutting them down, he's not the king.
Well, I'm not sure what you're what are you talking about taking money?
Well, we can't, by our laws, we can't walk in and take away his money.
Well, but hold on a second. No, but James, now hold on a second. There's actually precedent in the private sector
I mean, when companies get away with massive crimes and make all this money, they lose all that money. They don't get to keep that money. So how come the universities get to keep it when they're involved in massive scams?
Well, who takes away their money? The IRS? It's not the president.
Who orders the IRS? Obama used the IRS to target conservatives.
They have no problems. They have the government behind them. It's our president that doesn't have the government behind him.
So you think the current pace we're on, America will be fine if Trump doesn't win in 2020?
No, I don't think we're going to be fine.
Well, you just said Trump keeps keeping on, and that's how we keep it great.
He has to keep going. It's not just him. It's not just the president. He doesn't have the power to do everything that we're demanding that he do. He can work on it. He could try to pass laws. He could try to sign bills. But if we have judges that we have in our cities standing up and saying, no, 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 he can't do that, I'm ruling against it. And we don't do something about standing up against those judges. If our representatives in Congress...
James, you are right. James, you are definitely right, and I do agree with you. However, the president does have constitutional power to do stuff about this. And that's the fact. I mean, he does have constitutional power to do something about this, to stop illegal immigration. He could do it. And I know that he needs people's help, and I know that he needs us to have his back, but he needs to understand we do have his back when he does what's right. When he lets the swamp drain him, that's when we start to lose the belief that, hey, he's going to do everything we want him to do. We'll have the president's back. He needs to do what's right, even though if it seems it's going beyond his power, and the media will say that. He can cite the Constitution, say, this is my presidential duty, and forget the media that's going to lie about him all day long. They already have. So forget them. We will have his back, just like we did when we went to the polls for him. Great call, James. Let's go to Cole in California. What do we need to do to keep America great? Go ahead, Cole.
Well, I think the president needs to regulate these giant social media platforms if he has the power, or legislate, because they control the narrative. You can see the effects on the streets. I live in the bastion of a failed state, illegal immigrants everywhere, and it's just a failed class state, California, and look to us as an example of liberal politics and what happens when they take power. And because the left controls the narrative, you're seeing the effects of it. People are outraged at nothing and ad hominem attacks on anybody with any common sense.
By the way, out there in California, Governor Newsom just said they're going to get rid of the death penalty.
Yeah.
Because he loves life so much. Do abortion next, Governor Newsom. But here's the funny thing. I'm not even trying to inject my politics into that. California 2 years ago voted. The people of California voted to keep the death penalty. So Newsom just comes in as a dictate and just says, we're not going to do that. As far as regulating social media, thanks for the call, Cole. Really, I just say you just launched an investigation into these people and you're going to find something. You'll find antitrust violations. I'm sure they're doing something with dark money. I mean, they're working with China. I mean, who knows what they're doing? Launch an investigation into them. That's all you need to do. You'll find something. I don't know what it is. Guarantee you find something. Or you can be like Mueller and just make something up.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mike Adams is about to take over the fourth hour. We've been taking your calls, but I need to do a news blitz here. By the way, it's being rumored that Twitter is considering removing the reply numbers from tweets. I think we all know why that is. The same reason why Rotten Tomatoes censors its movie reviews. Same reason why YouTube disables comments and likes. Because the leftists are getting destroyed by the ratio. So wouldn't be surprised if that happens. And I'm thinking outside the box on this grounding of the Boeing MAX 8. Most of them are still flying around the world. I understand why President Trump did it. But then I started to think outside the box. Because as far as I can tell, they still don't have a cause. They still don't know the cause for the Ethiopian airline crash. And so, I'm just thinking outside the box and just throwing this out there. I mean, what if there was some sort of sabotage involved in that, and that's what this is all about? Boeing is manufactured in America, but that's just, I don't know, kind of where my head went outside the box. Very important Alex Jones segment aired in the second hour, folks. Please take that segment and upload it to your YouTube channel so we can get that message to President Trump. But let me just bear down and do a news blitz here. Representative John Radcliffe, Lisa Page confirmed to me under oath that the FBI was ordered by the Obama Department of Justice not to consider charging Hillary Clinton for gross negligence in the handling of classified information. When will the investigations into that begin? I mean, nobody knew that happened. Department of Justice watchdog refers Andrew McCabe to U.S. Attorney for criminal investigation. He was involved with trying to keep President Trump out of office and then in the attempts to get him removed from office. Watchdog sues for Rod Rosenstein's communications in days leading up to Mueller's appointment. That, if we get those, that's like game over right there. Representative Jim Jordan on Twitter. Why did Adam Schiff try to block Congress from learning that the Clinton campaign paid for the dossier? Well, because Adam Schiff is a corrupt Democrat who had to protect the criminals at the top of the Democrat Party to get Trump out of office. So that's why Schiff is such a shifty Schiff liar. Also, Jim Jordan on Twitter, why did Adam Schiff say that his talks with Michael Cohen were limited to inviting him and allaying any concerns about threats to his family, but not mentioning the 14 hours his staff spent prepping Cohen before the hearing? Because Adam Schiff is a dirty, dirty liar. Let's just move on here. Cynthia McKinney, I believe former Democrat from Georgia. Lindsey Graham on cue comes to the rescue of war and the cabal as he visits with Bibi Netanyahu to steal the Golan Heights from Syria for Genie Energy. Cynthia McKinney has always been pointing this out. Here's the story. Lindsey Graham to urge President Trump to recognize Golan Heights support Senate resolutions. So, yeah, if you want to talk about Israel controlling our foreign policy, there's one for you. I'd rather just not get involved. I'm okay being allies with Israel. I'm okay that Israel exists. I'd like to protect it as a state. But the expansion and all this military protection and then just bolstering more wars off of narratives, I'm not for all of that. Israel accuses PA of trying to spark violent religious war on Temple Mount. So the Palestinian Authority is saying Israel is doing it, framing us. Israel's saying Palestine is doing it and framing us. You know, again, I just want to keep all that crap out of the West. I just don't want to be involved in it. Sad story out of Brazil. Two attackers kill eight and themselves at a Brazilian school. A shooting happened at a public school in Sao Paulo where eight died. And, you know, Bolsonaro is trying to get a Second Amendment there for Brazil, which has been ridden by crime and drug cartels and the favelas. And so I just have a bad feeling that the bad powers that be in Brazil are going to start staging attacks and coming after the guns. Oh, but that never happens. I'm sorry. I forgot. That nobody ever stages anything, fakes anything. The media never goes along with it. How dare I? As they say, they were throwing kids out of incubators, fake news. They set aside used chemical weapons, fake news. They said that ships were sunk in the Gulf of Tonkin, fake news, lies in the war, but, you know, don't worry about that. Children among the 22 killed in Yemen strikes over the 48 hours. Nobody ever reports on this. It's funny. Just nobody ever reports on the bombings that happen in Yemen almost every day. Where are people on that? Russia mocks U.S. collusion probe ahead of Mueller's report. Yeah, the whole Russian collusion probe is a laughingstock around the world. What an embarrassment. Navy industry partners are under cyber siege by Chinese hackers, review asserts. Well, let's not forget there were those naval ship crashes. Some people blamed the Obama appointee who was running the Naval Academy, who had never been on a ship before. Others say that Chinese hackers were involved. Others say the naval crew was negligent. There you go. Perhaps it was Chinese hackers. EU admits giving thousands of prepaid debit cards to migrants. Oh, ho, ho. This is from Newswars.com. So now the EU is admitting it. Infowars.com told you that was going on last year. They did the same thing at the southern border here in the United States. Minority students offered no whites safe space, racial healing circle. San Diego State University is set to host a racial healing workshop for minority students and faculty later this month that aims to help students and professors of color get through college and career life. Do you hate white people? Come to San Diego State University, where your hatred for white people will be celebrated and discussed. Howard Schultz laments character assassination as he mulls 2020 White House run. Yeah, that's what you get, Howard. Don't you get it? You're an outsider. The Democrats hate you. You created your business. The Democrats hate you. It's really sad. I mean, again, Howard Schultz, I mean, I would vote for him. But as far as a Democrat candidate, if you were smart, that's the kind of guy that you'd want to compete with Trump. But the Democrats have an IQ collectively of 4. Biden is going to run for president. That's what Dem lawmakers are saying. O'Rourke looks like he's gearing up to run for president as well. It's going to be fun to see all of these losers run as they cast off people that could actually be powerful Democrat options like Tulsi Gabbard and Andrew Yang and Howard Schultz. And Bloomberg was smart enough to know he's just not even going to deal with them. Hipsters mostly look alike. There's math to prove it. Yeah, it's funny. All these liberal progressive hipsters think that they're acting unique in all of the behavior that they engage in and what they wear and what they consume and where they eat. They're literally just carbon copies of one another. Total pawns of the establishment. Dems erasing middle America. Yeah, by trying to load up the East and West Coast with a bunch of illegal voters and then end the Electoral College, turn Texas blue, and then the Democrats win every election. There's no point of even voting. They win. Ex-New Jersey priest accused of sex abuse found shot to death in Nevada home. Scientists were bracing for a butterfly collapse. Now they're everywhere. Yeah, so just like the polar bears are going extinct, penguins are going extinct, the ice caps are melting, they're going to flood the world. It's always fake news with these Democrats. The butterflies, they wrote all kinds of legislation and passed bills to fund the protection of butterflies. Now they're everywhere. So here's the next one. Almost certain extinction, 1,200 species under severe threat across the world. Well, yes, there are species that are under threat. I think the white rhino just died out, but they also discover like 1,000 new species every year, too. But you watch all these species they claim are dying. They're probably just making it up to claim global warming. Gene-edited food quietly arrives in restaurant cooking oil. Yeah, gene-edited food. I'm sure there'll be no backlash there. Is it okay to tinker with the environment to fight climate change? This is the New York Times, where they're admitting chemtrails are real. So they admit chemtrails are real. They're spraying particles into the sky. We report on it, and somehow we're fake news. And then they say, man-made global warming. And I say, really? You mean like those lines in the sky? Shut up, conspiracy theorist. Man gunned down outside bar after he joked about voting for Trump. That's just the loving, tolerant left. You know, they'll shoot you. They'll shoot Steve Scalise. I mean, these people are so loving and tolerant. They'll beat you half to death if you wear a Trump hat. CBS staffers in panic over call for 1 million in cuts. Uh-oh, mainstream media is dying, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, alternative press is sprouting up everywhere and having success. Facebook, Amazon, and Google have a 2020 problem. Well, that's why they're trying to censor anybody who would call them out for their censorship and for supporting President Trump. Smollett team says the case against him is flimsy. Yeah, we just have all the evidence. Wow, real flimsy, yeah. Owen does not have a Keep America Great Again hat on. I'm not wearing one. There's no evidence of it. Glad to honor Jay-Z despite his long history of anti-gay lyrics. So there you go. What do we have to do to keep America great? What must Trump do? We took your calls. Mike Adams takes over in the fourth hour. This has been the Alex Jones Show.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.